Philip ran to the Ethiopian and heard him reading Isaiah the prophet and asked, "Do you understand what you are reading?" And he said, "How can I, unless someone guides me?" Like the Ethiopian eunuch, there are millions of people around the world who want to understand what the Bible says, but they need someone to guide them. The Lutheran Heritage Foundation translates books like Luther's Small Catechism, which opens Scripture's meaning. To learn how you can help introduce people to the Savior, visit lhfmissions.org.
Listening to the Lutheran Ladies Lounge podcast. I'm Sarah.
I'm Erin.
And I'm Rachel.
It's our Christmas Poetry Slam episode. Merry Christmas, everyone.
For the first time, we're doing new poems.
We're doing
Normally,
new
we
poems.
Just rerun the old episode, but we thought we should freshen it up this year.
We did poems new the first time. This is the second time we're
doing new poems.
Yeah.
The first time since the first time. That we're doing new poems.
Exactly.
Yes. So this is our Christmas gift to you, ladies. We love giving you poetry every year because it's fun. And this year, we invited a couple Lutheran lady friends to do a little poetry with us. So we also have joining us Lisa Clark.
I'm so happy to be here.
And Katie Schuerman.
I'm so happy to be here with Lisa and all of you.
And Lisa and Katie were a surprise to each other, too, because we didn't actually tell them that they were both going to be on.
So best of surprises.
Surprise! You're both on with us today.
I love it.
So today we're going to give you a selection of poetry, and you may need some tissues for the first ones, but you'll also need them for the last ones because they're going to be hilarious. So stick around.
We really hope.
We hope anyway. The full spectrum of emotions today.
Yes, as is appropriate, the week of Christmas. Yes. So, Rachel, I think you're starting us off.
Sure. Let's get this one out of the way. It's been I don't know about everybody else out there, but it's so far been a bit of a rough holiday season for me. A lot of emotions for reasons I won't get into here. And in case you don't know, because of the magic of radio, this is still Advent when we're recording this. So I'm full of Advent emotions right now.
Yes.
That's true.
So my poem is a Christmas Psalm of Lament. I wrote it in the Terza Rima form, which is a beautiful poetic form. Look it up. It's invented by Dante for the Divine Comedy. It's one of my favorite books.
Okay.
So I had to be Dante for this. But there's some interlocking rhyme schemes, and it's each verse has three lines in it. Anyway, so if it sounds a little strange, that's why.
Okay.
A Christmas Psalm of Lament. How long, O Lord, till weary souls find rest? Our lives go hard in frantic, fruitless trying. We whisper, now? And only hear, not yet. Small wonder that our eyes are red from crying, with burning lids near blinded by the dust of bodies sloughing off and slowly dying. How long, O Lord? When will you come to us? Bring life to death and set all wrong things right. Fulfill the promise we so feebly trust. Come quickly, Lord, and drive away the night. Thresh out the grain and blow away the chaff. Dispel our darkness with your blinding light. Until then, do we dare to smile? To laugh? Yes, dare. The answer floats upon the breeze, wafts through the dust, and rests us like a staff. You, Lord of Heaven, are the God who sees. Your Son took on our flesh and shared our pain and landed dusty on his mother's knees. Through joy and sorrow, sunshine, fog, or rain, in this your promise, we still find our rest. You dwelt among us once and will again.
I love it. That was so good.
Wow, yeah, dust imagery, Rachel. Wow.
Yeah, I like dust. I mean, I don't like dust. But
none of us who keeps a house likes dust. Mm. That's why it's powerful.
Right?
Frantic, fruitless. Is that right?
Yes.
Beautiful.
Merry Christmas.
Take that, Dante.
Okay, who else has a serious one while we're being deep and heartfelt and theological?
Mine's serious, but not sad.
All right, yeah.
Go for it.
Okay. All right, let's hear it.
Okay. This one, it can be set to music. It has been set to music a little bit, but I'm not going to be singing this one. I call it a carol, meaning it takes a little bit more liberty than what you might call a normal hymn, but still as important to me, backed by scripture kind of thing. So here we go.
I love it.
Eve, do not cry. You soon will deliver the line for the one who dries every tear. Leah, take heart. You will know the favor that comes from a son who calms every fear. Ruth, stand your ground. You have a redeemer who will not disdain an outsider's trust. Mary, rejoice. You raise up a ruler whose mercy will reign, whose kingdom is just.
That's so appropriate on so many levels. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Yay. I needed that. Thank you.
You've got it.
And we should mention, you have your doctorate now, don't you?
As somebody just yesterday called me the little D doctor, I'm like, I have to make some edits, but I I hope to make them within the next couple of weeks because I have more time than a few weeks, but I want to get it done in a few weeks because I'm me and I want it to be year. Done.
Yes. So are you ABD, Lisa?
No, because the D is done and defended.
That's all that
it just needs to be edited. So.
So little D doctor.
D doctor. I passed.
What then will your doctorate be in? Remind us, Lisa Clark, for those who have not heard.
Officially, it is a PhD in creative writing. It's interdisciplinary with theology and writing and what they call poetics, which is a British term for literary criticism. And it took me 2 years to figure that out into my program.
Amazing.
Yeah, they're like, do poetics. I'm like, I'm not sure what that means.
Lisa, did you hit your hymn goal, like your number of hymns you wanted to write? Did you hit it?
Well, every year I have a goal, and I have not hit this year's goal yet.
Okay.
But yeah, for my dissertation, I had to write 120, and I have written a total of 700, which is one of my goals.
700?
But 700 I am behind hymn on my 2024. I'm sorry, what did you say, Rachel?
700 hymn lyrics?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
But I am behind my 2024 goal. So December will be busy, maybe.
when do you hope to hit 1,000?
Well, currently my pace has been about 50 a year.
Okay.
But we'll see if I keep that up this year, but I don't know yet. Uh-huh. So if I keep my pace, it'll be five-ish years or something like that.
I love that you have an actual answer for that. That's amazing.
I mean, God willing, you never know. I might do far fewer never know. There were a few years where I did much more than that, but that's been a while.
So. Yeah. Okay, so any young Lutheran ladies listening out there, you maybe could someday be Lisa Clark when you grow up. And
that's true.
Probably have a really good time.
Yep.
It's so much fun.
Lisa, if you are on stride to hit your goal, what time of day do you prefer to write?
Ooh. That's a good question. Usually the evening, I think, just because I'm usually a night owl.
Mm.
But if I have quiet alone time at other times of the day, then I can do it then too. Mm-hmm. How about you, Katie?
Well, Lisa, you probably relate. There are these different seasons of life where one loves the idea of writing at the same time every day. One is not given that opportunity. Since this is a poetry slam, I try to just slam the words out when given opportunity during the day. For example, my poem I wrote yesterday.
Beautiful. Let's hear it.
Okay. Well, Lisa, I have to say, I love the calling up of the four mothers. I love that. And I also decided to write a poem to encourage women. It is I'm kind of a little geek about the details, so if I may, it can be sung to the tune of Seelenbräutigam, and the meter is 558855. And the rhyme scheme is AABBCC.
Beautiful.
For those who love such details.
I do. I so do. Mine was an iambic pentameter, if you noticed.
And a conversation we've been having at University Lutheran lately is, you know, did Mary know all the things, you know, as the song asks? So I tried to write a hymn text that addresses not directly that she knew, but that we know that she knew so well that we can make her words our own, we can make her prayers our own, and that we desire to have a faith and a trust as hers. So this is called Do Not Be Afraid. Do not be afraid, favored virgin maid, for the Father loves the lowly, lifts her high, and makes her holy. He will shelter you, though a sword pierce through. Sing a song of praise in these latter days. She is blessed who trusts the giver to make full or light her quiver. This her only plea, let it be to me. Welcome in your home all who toil and roam, whether shepherds telling stories, angel hosts proclaiming glories, or a magi's horde. Serve them as the Lord. Ponder in your heart, all the wise impart. Hear this promise of salvation. Christ will die for every nation, but the Son of Man soon will rise again. In the temple, dear, Jesus still is near. For the child born in a stable now is present at the table, serving grace divine in the bread and wine. See him go before to the heavenly shore. He prepares a welcome for us, reunites the angel chorus, calling us to dwell with Emmanuel. Amen.
Yay! Amen.
That was awesome. I love it.
Height. Tightly woven. Well crafted.
Thank you.
I delivered on your rhythm and rhyme scheme and had some really beautiful lines. What was that one about this her only plea, let it be to me? Did I get that right?
Well, I would say as a barren woman, sometimes the Magnificat is so poignant for me that I have trouble singing it.
Yeah.
And so that stanza is to me a reduction of the joy I have in singing the Magnificat. Is I get to join my voice with Mary. Let it be to me according to your word.
Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful.
So good.
Was it reunite the chorus?
Yes.
That one's going to stick with me. I love it.
Thank you. It just sounds fun, doesn't it? Jesus getting all the angels back together. Hey, all you hosts in the sky on the nativity, bring it back.
Yeah. We're getting the band back together.
Love
the angel band.
Oh, goodness.
Excellent.
All right, Erin, did you have a serious one?
I do.
Oh,
I do.
Let's hear that.
I also slammed mine out mostly yesterday.
Yes,
polishing today.
Should have called each other.
Yeah, I know. Mine is not as we'll say tightly constructed. It's definitely a loose construction. There is no rhyme scheme.
Okay. I don't feel so bad because mine doesn't have a rhyme scheme.
You said that yours was in free verse, and I was like,
very free verse.
Yes.
You guys, I had writer's block, and the only cure for writer's block is a fixed poetic form.
Okay.
Just assign yourself a certain number of syllables and go for it.
Just put yourself through the squeeze.
It's beautiful. Yes. Okay. Well, here we go. The ceiling tiles above me are always dull this time of year, shifting from bluish gray to dirty white, barely discernible in the inner depths of the building. In the summer, I can sense the progress of the day reflected above me. We lean away from the light, downcast and dimmed. Yet somehow, without visible signs of time's passage, I am constantly bewildered by its ferocious speed. How is it already December? Where did the months go? We are misers of time, only to squander it on errands, videos, commutes. We lean away from community, overstimulated and unfulfilled. The Advent wreath presses back against the gloom, blossoming from a single flame into a full circle, the breathtaking illumination of just 4 candle watts in a darkened sanctuary in the dead of winter, drawing us into the altar, the coming of Christ, our light. The manger scene during the children's program, in a little stable, simultaneously barely whispered and belly bellowed, the drip of candle wax hot and solid on my finger during silent night. Christ stepped out of eternity into our world and draws us into eternity, even while time spins on.
Eric, I love it!
I love it!
Meditation. Only Freeform gets snaps.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I can't snap, so nothing gets snapped.
Okay. Beautiful. That the wax, the candles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Erin, you are a woman who loves color and sensory details.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that absolutely comes through in your writing. And also, mine wasn't the only lament.
I know. And I was and also not the only one that has sort of a real Advent feeling of it.
The impatience. Yeah. And spoiler alert, we're not impatient for presents under the tree.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
We're impatient for all the good things.
Right. Yeah.
The description of the ceiling tiles.
It got me.
Is seasonal. That's brilliant. Seasonal ceiling tiles. Yeah, the passage of the light. That got me.
Mm-hmm.
How many of us have just stared at that and despaired?
I felt so old listening to you.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's good stuff. I guess it's
Sarah. I think you are the middle of our poetic chiasm here.
Yes.
I am. I have thought about doing a chiasm, but I did one of those in my life. That was enough. It was fun.
It was not meant to be a chiasm
because, as you all know, I really love Easter Vigil. Mm-hmm. And so my inspiration for this poem was like, I'm going to write free verse about Easter Vigil readings and how they all point to Christ. So this got really theologically deep.
Okay.
Because I have a verse for every reading from Easter Vigil.
Wow.
So
you do know it's Christmas, right?
Yes. But Christmas
is going to bring us into Easter.
Yeah, I thought about that when I got to the end. I was like, this is actually more of an Easter poem, but we don't do an Easter poetry slam. So
okay, that was it's a very Bach thing to do to get Christmas and Easter all muddled up.
Yeah, there you go.
Right. On Sunday, we just heard about the triumphal entry. So, bring it home, Sarah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. This is also why it's free verse, because I was like, I'm writing a lot. I don't have time in my life to figure out how to rhyme all of this. So we're just going to free verse it. Okay. Salvation from of old. Prologue. It's a story older than time, before time was, he is. The end was known before the beginning, the story of salvation from of old. In Christ's birth, the prophecies are fulfilled. The creation. In the beginning, God created all things, the sky, the sea, the air we breathe. He breathed life into man, his very image. Creation was very good, and he rested. Christ came as human man for our salvation. The flood. Fallen creation spiraled ever downward, so God told Noah to build an ark for safekeeping. Trusting Noah obeyed, and his family was saved. God's covenant remains in the rainbow. Christ's body, the church, is our ark of safety. The testing of Abraham. God sent Abraham to make a burnt offering. Isaac was the sacrifice, but Abraham trusted God. Not Isaac, but the Lord will provide. And Abraham was blessed with nations of offspring. Christ is our sacrificial lamb. Israel's deliverance at the Red Sea. The Egyptians chased the Israelites to the Red Sea. Moses cried out to the Lord. the Israelites passed through the waters on dry ground. Sing to the Lord, for he parted the sea. We die and rise in Christ in the waters of baptism. Salvation offered freely to all. Come to the waters, seek the Lord, for salvation is one for all. God's word does what it accomplishes, just as seeds sprout from watered earth. Christ is the word, and the Spirit renews creation in him. A new heart and a new spirit. God washes with clean water, removing idols. God gives hearts of flesh, removing hearts of stone. God puts his Spirit in us to walk in new paths. God is our God, and we are his people. Christ's death and resurrection cleansed our hearts. God's faithfulness to Israel. Moses wrote a song for Israel, the song of God's faithfulness, of his provision through evil and trouble. The book of the law directs his people. Forgiveness and salvation come through Christ. The valley of dry bones. This is my favorite. Can dry bones live? Ezekiel prophesied. The bones rattled together, but no breath. Ezekiel again prophesied. The bones have breath. God will raise dry bones from the grave to live again. Christ breathes his Spirit on our bones that we shall live. Job confesses the Redeemer. Life beat down Job. Have mercy. Why is life so difficult? And yet, I know that my Redeemer lives. In my flesh, I will see God. Christ will raise us in our own flesh to see him face to face. Jonah preaches to Nineveh. Reluctant Jonah spent 3 days in a fish, and yet he went preaching to Nineveh. Yet 40 days, and Nineveh will be overthrown. The people believed, and God relented. Christ, the greater Jonah, rose in 3 days to destroy death. The gathering of God's people. Sing, daughter of Zion, the Lord is in your midst. The Lord has removed judgment from you. You will never again fear evil. The Lord will gather you in. Christ gathers his people together around word and sacrament. The fiery furnace. Daniel and friends refuse to worship Nebuchadnezzar's image of God, despite the call of the horn, pipe, lyre, trigon, harp, bagpipe, and every kind of music. Furious Nebuchadnezzar sent them to the fiery furnace, but they were untouched, protected by the Son of God. Christ protects us in times of trouble. The resurrection. Mary Magdalene and Salome went to anoint Jesus' body, but he was not in the tomb. Peter and friend, who beat him to the tomb, confirmed the women's discovery. Why are you weeping, Mary? I am he. Christ defeated death. We are alive in him. Epilogue. This story is older than time. It points to Christ alone. We celebrate his birth because he redeems us. The Christ child is the king of creation.
Yay.
You've heard of Christmas in July. This is Easter in December. Forgot how many vigil readings there are.
There are 12.
Wow, that's wonderful.
It reminded me of O Come, O Come, Emmanuel, but with the saga narrative of the book of Hebrews. That was beautiful, Sarah.
Thanks.
I feel washed.
It's funny, some of those readings, I was like, I don't remember ever hearing this one in an Easter vigil service. So I actually have to study this one a little bit.
There must be some pastoral editorials.
it happens.
I mean, not everyone does all 12, and that's okay. Right. I think, Lisa, we're coming back to you.
All right. Yeah, our next two poems are good. We have a treat. We get to hear them sung.
Yeah.
I'm very excited about.
So this one I did do recently. I did Sunday with this podcast in mind. Mm. The themes are all, of course, similar to some of the others. So it's like a little tapestry today, I guess.
Yes.
So basically, I'm calling this to myself at the moment, Mary's Lullaby. So I thought, what would Mary sing to Jesus? Because surely she did, right?
Yeah.
And so here's a possibility. Hush, my precious baby. Peace, my perfect son. Listen to the angels. Praise the promised one. Glory to the Father,
Holy is his name. He has shown me favor, for at last you came. Soft, my sweetest Jesus, sleep, my little King. How my heart rejoices, hear my spirit sing. God has seen his servant, all will call me blessed. Wrapped within your goodness, I in you find rest.
So sweet. Mm.
You're right, more rest. Yes. Like, we're all tired this week.
We all need rest.
We do.
That's a perfect marriage to that tune, Lisa. That's beautiful.
Thanks. And I thank love you. That tune. And, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love the tune. It's the one to end like midwinter, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And with all due respect to Christina Rossetti, I think I might like your lyric as much or more.
Aw, thanks.
Something about snow was falling, snow on snow, snow on snow, snow on snow. On snow. It's never quite it seemed like a missed opportunity. You know,
that's one of the great things about being a hymn text writer. If you like a tune, you can just write more text to the tune.
It's true.
I just want to ask Christina Rossetti, was there snow, really? Are you so sure? You seem really sold on the snow. But no, that was lovely. Just perfect. Mm.
Thank you.
All right, Katie, you're up.
Okay, this is an oldie. I think I wrote this text in maybe 2012.
Oh, wow.
Yep. Okay. It was published in House of Living Stones in 2014, and then cantor Kevin Hildebrand set it to music. And something that I find instructive in this particular song is that I wrote a strophic poem, okay, which means I have just several verses of the same meter, though this is a little looser than what I wrote yesterday. And it's intended in my mind to be, you know, each stanza has the same tune over and over again, so kind of like Lisa just demonstrated. Mm-hmm. But cantor Hildebrand did not do that with the music. He actually composed an ABA song form to a 5-stanza hymn text.
Okay.
Isn't that? And this is where he is so brilliant.
He is brilliant. Oh my goodness.
Because when I sing this to you, it sounds like it was always supposed to be this way. This is called "The Last Shall Be First." I often identify with the shepherds in the nativity story because I feel so unworthy to be in the presence of my Lord. Yet I just feel like you can't ignore the big signal of the sky exploding in song. And I relate to the shepherds because in church, when the music hits me, it calls me and reminds me of whose I am and the reason I'm there. And so, like a dirty, unimportant shepherd, I'm called to behold my Savior. And so, the last shall be first. Not a virgin favored, not a prophet wild, but a dirty shepherd bid come see the child. Most unworthy servant, least in all the line. Awake, for night is flying. Greet your Christ divine. Blinded by the glory, muted by the host, last runs first to see this thing of which thy heralds boast. There in manger lowly, swaddled poor and meek, lies creation's master, framed in flesh so weak. Hope run with the shepherd, faith believe his word, love proclaim the Christ is born, till all the news have heard.
It's beautiful.
Kevin Hildebrand, everybody.
Wow. Oh my goodness. So well, you gave him something to work with.
Well, by the way, my editor of this poem is Lisa Clark, not ABD, Lisa Clark D-ish. Soon to be Dr. Lisa Clark.
Yeah. I want to keep that title for the next however many weeks.
So if there are five stanzas, if you can hear what Cantor Hildebrand did, he made the music continue to rise in intensity through the first stanza, mm-hmm. so and bringing the second stanza into it before it climaxed. Mm-hmm. Then that third stanza is the B section.
Yeah.
And then he mirrored in four and five that same, you know, undulation of one and two. Isn't that clever?
It's so good. It's like so musical great. Poetry.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh. Brilliant.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to see that one written down because I was so mesmerized by the music.
Oh, you should get the book.
I wasn't able to pay attention to the poetry quite as much. Yeah, no, I have the book. I'll go look it up. Somehow I didn't pay as much attention to it in the book, though, as when I just heard it now. So it's this weird, like, catch 22. One way or another, I mean, I'm not getting a justice.
Good tunes can do. Like, they can elevate it even more.
100%. 100%.
Yep.
No, I love it. Well, right. Mine is... not as high and lofty. what we have been hearing.
Well, we're rounding the home stretch here. We've had the serious poems.
Yes, but it's also not serious. So
that's okay. That's what we're here for right now.
Yes, this one is recounting a very specific memory that I have. Again, Advent. So you're getting a Christmas poetry slam, but mine are more Advent Christmas-ish. So it was an Advent service, and my pastor's wife had her middle child. At that time, he was her youngest child, and he must have been around 9 months old.
Oh, boy.
And he could not stop giggling the whole service. And he kept trying to escape, and she'd like tug him back by his diaper into the pew, and he would just giggle, and then he would crawl again, she'd tug him back and he'd giggle. And it went on the whole, I mean, our Advent services are super short, but anyway, I still remember that specific night.
I love it.
So I'm calling this one Fos Hilaron. Baby giggles echoing from the cold rafters high above candlelit pews. Baby giggles marking a counterpoint to the rhythm of the psalm. Baby giggles, dissipating stress and anxiety in the 37 people who hear them. Baby giggles, preparing our hearts to hear the joyous news of Christmas.
I love it.
That's adorable.
And then Sarah finishes it with a little giggle.
I know. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that's marvelous. The 37 people, that just hits me, right? Yes. May we be the remnant of 37.
Yes. I don't know. It sounds like a pretty well-attended Advent service to me.
Right? Guessing on the number, but yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Mm-hmm. Because every time I hear the baby giggles in church, I just start giggling too.
I know. I think all of us that night, we all got that warm feeling in our bellies as we listened to that and sort of relaxed into the actual service.
Can't be mad. Can't be mad when kids are giggling.
Yep.
How old is that baby now?
Now he is, I would guess, 3 or 4.
Aww.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does he still
And there's
giggle?
Another, he has a, there's a now a younger sister in the mix, and she is 1.5 years, I think.
Mm.
So
here's a question for you, Erin, and all of you ladies. When you get the giggles now as an adult woman, how often does it turn into hysterical crying? Is it just me?
No.
No.
Okay. No.
That's when my husband goes, "Oh, honey," and just starts patting me.
I rarely get like hysterical giggles, but if I do, it just comes with a whole sea of emotions.
It does.
I was just laugh crying the other day. I don't remember what it was though.
Laugh crying. Yep.
Yeah. And if my husband is the one who caused it, he is so proud of himself. Yeah. So proud.
True pastoral ministry, right, Lisa? Yep.
It's usually preceded by snorting, and when I start snorting, then I just can't stop.
All the fluids, all the sounds, all the colors. It's just, it's like a, yeah, it's a freak show.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All right, Rachel.
Okay. This one requires a little bit of backstory. Katie, you were asking when do we best write? What's our process? And you guys wrote your poems yesterday. I wrote mine today.
Yes.
My process is I do my best work about 4 hours before a deadline.
Yep. Sounds great.
That's so just the way it is. And sometimes I do my best work when I'm running away from the actual work that I'm supposed to be doing.
Yes.
Like writing a serious Terzarima Christmas poem.
Yep. I wrote my poem while procrastinating my final paper for class. So,
While procrastinating my Terzarima, I wrote a parody to Santa Baby that came out not written by Dante. No, not has nothing to do with Dante. Wait, let's just keep Dante out of this. And you know who we're also going to keep out of this is Saint Nicholas, whom I actually really love.
Yep.
But we all acknowledge that Santa Claus, as he exists in our culture, Saint Nicholas would probably not approve of that depiction of himself. So it's okay. It's fine. Then one more disclaimer. If you are a family that does Santa, you might want to like skip the next 3 minutes because this is, I'm actually not a fan of Santa. And it's okay. Like if you are different, I respect that. I love you. I want you to exercise your Christian freedom and enjoy it. And I will also exercise my Christian freedom to read you my Get Off My Lawn Santa poem.
I love it already.
Okay. So yes, this one is a working title, Santa Baby, Get Off My Lawn. Santa Baby, you're messing with my holiday vibe. So listen to my hot diatribe, Santa Baby. And don't come down my chimney tonight. Santa Baby, you can't buy me with diamonds and pearls, you churl. Because I ain't a material girl, Santa Baby. So don't come down my chimney tonight. I've got a God. That isn't you. He gives me all good things. He's faithful and he's true. He shed his blood to set me free. So you just keep those mitts off me.
Oh, no.
Santa Baby, I hate to be so terribly rude, my dude. Please pardon my attitude, Santa Baby, and don't come down my chimney tonight. Santa Baby, I hate it when you watch me asleep, you creep. So why don't you take a flying leap and don't come down my chimney tonight? If you insist on breaking in, I count it as a mortal sin. You've been warned to say goodbye or face a harsh restraining order from on high. Santa Baby, forgot to mention one little thought. You've got to keep those deer off my lot, Santa Baby. And don't come down my chimney tonight. Santa Baby, you've led the kiddies awfully astray with that sleigh. Not sure to which god they ought to pray. So don't come down my chimney tonight. Jesus came at Christmas time. He's the hero of every good Christmas rhyme. I really can't believe in you and give my Savior all he's due. Santa Baby, may flights of angels chase you away from me. You're just a third-rate pagan deity, so don't come down my chimney tonight.
Third-rate pagan.
My dude.
Are we going to record it?
I just did.
Okay, your triple rhyme aced it.
Oh, thank you.
Aced it. And with humor. Oh, Rachel, that was great.
So this one came out in like 20 minutes as opposed to the poem that took me a couple of hours. But yeah, and again, apologies to people who love and love to play Santa. Uh-huh. But this is just sort of my personal reflections where I am right now. Hopefully he doesn't show up.
See, you creep.
Oh my goodness. That was epic, Rachel.
That was amazing. That's going to see us another 5 years.
Yeah. Yes, it will.
This might be the Lutheran Ladies Lounge episode my husband listens to. I'm going to tell him. He's got to.
That's great. Oh.
No, this has been great. I love poetry. When did poetry stop being cool, and how can we start it being cool again?
Oh,
and
you're
why
making
can't
it
we
cool.
have mm-hmm. why can't we have more Christmas parties where people just sit around and read original poetry? Mm. Like, let's make this a thing. Because mm-hmm. it's great.
I was telling my husband about this episode, and I said, isn't it wonderful that they regularly have poetry episodes and feature original stanzas? I think that is marvelous. Yeah.
Good job, ladies.
It's all Rachel.
Yeah.
Well, no, you guys go along with it. And also you're good poets too. So,
well, that's true.
No, I love this. And I love that we have two marvelous Lutheran lady poets with us today, yeah, because that just makes it all more fun. You guys are so talented. And I still pinch myself that you take time to come and talk to us. So,
oh, every time I get a little message from one of you saying, hey, do you join us? I'm thinking, yes, like I got a golden ticket.
Yes, all the exclamation points, uh-huh. Full caps. Yeah.
Hey, you want to write for us?
Obviously, yes. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for having us. Truly, just it's an honor, but it's so fun too. Yeah,
so fun,
yeah,
and edifying.
Yes,
Katie and Lisa, thanks so much for joining us for this episode.
Merry Christmas, ladies! You can join us in our Facebook group if you have your own original Christmas poetry that you want to share with us. Please comment on this episode mm-hmm. in our Facebook group or on our Instagram. We would love to hear it. That would be super fun. You can do that on our Facebook group, the Lutheran Ladies Lounge, on our Instagram at Lutheran Ladies Lounge, or you can email us, LutheranLadies@KFUO.org. We will send out another e-newsletter at some point in our lives. That is a thing for us when we get around to it.
We should talk about that. Yeah.
This year has been wild. It's fine. We live in a state of grace.
State of grace. Thank you. Let's go with that.
Right.
Yes. You can find all of our episodes at KFUO.org/Lutheran Ladies Lounge or on your favorite podcasting app or on the KFUO radio app. You're listening to the Lutheran Ladies Lounge podcast. I'm Sarah.
I'm Erin.
And I'm Rachel.
Views and opinions expressed on the Lutheran Ladies Lounge podcast may not represent the official position of the management or ownership of KFUO Radio, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. The Lutheran Ladies Lounge is produced by KFUO Radio and available at KFUO.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and leave a review for us too. If you love the Lutheran Ladies Lounge podcast, consider financially supporting our producer, KFUO Radio, so we can keep doing what we do. Find out how at KFUO.org/give. The Lutheran Ladies Lounge podcast is underwritten in part by Lutheran Heritage Foundation. LHF translates, publishes, distributes, and introduces books that are Bible-based, Christ-centered, and Reformation-driven. Learn more about their global ministry and how to support their projects at lhfmissions.org.